Midos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to go into the Sha'orim, the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Chamisha Sha'orim Hoyu Lahar HaBayis. We mentioned this before. Now we're going to describe it. There are five Sha'orim around the Har HaBayis. Shnei Sha'ari Chuldom and Adorim, Mishamshin Knisa V'Yitzir. They were called the Sha'ari Chuldom. Farshim explained that most of the functioning lishkois and offices and different chalokim of the infrastructure of the Beis HaMikdash was al tzad hadorim. Further to the tzad hadorim of the Beis HaMikdash, there's the Azara, there's the Ezes Yisrael, and then there's the Har HaBayis. There were different offices and different things. Most of that was al tzad hadorim. So Mishamshin Knisa V'Yitziyah means that's where most of the people came in. They had to buy korbanos and get ready for going up to the avodah and so on. That was outside hadorim. Why it's called chulda? There's two reasons. One is a chulda is an animal that comes in and out. It burrows in houses. So mele shari chulda would be a term used for most of the har that the tunnels and lishkois were there, like burrowing into the mountain. Was there. That's why it was called Shari Chulda. That would be one reason. Another reason is because at the end of the Tkufas Bayis Sheni, there's one of the interessante figures at the end of Bayis Sheni was Chulda HaNevi'ah. What's Mefush in Chazal is that Chulda HaNevi'ah gave Hadrocha and Yutz and taught Yidden and answered questions. She sat on the Har HaBayis. She didn't sit in a private structure. She sat on the Har HaBayis in that area outside. Al Shmo was called Chulda, Shari Chulda. The son, it's called Shari Chulda. She taught outside, Shtet and Chazal, because women shouldn't be in a secluded place with men. The same thing you have in B'tkufas HaShoifim, you have Dvoira HaNevi'ah, which says she sat outside under a Toimer. So it's called Toimer Dvoira. And the son, we have a place in the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Al Shmo, and the other Nevi'ah, who was the God Lador B'Tkufaso, we have the Sefer Tehillim Devarim, which talks about the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Ramah. The son. So those are the first two Sharim that are described. Kipoinos min HaMayriv, that was Al Tzad HaMayriv, Mishamish Knis V'Yitzir. Remember that most people didn't come in from the Tzad HaMayriv. The Tzad HaMayriv was on the side that went towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, but it was also a Mokum Knis of Yitzir. Kipoinois, the Mefarshim explained over here, is a word that comes from a term from Yevonis. Kofi means Roish, and since that's the place of the Har HaBayis, which is the Roish, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it's called Shar Kipoinois, connected to Roish. Tosfot brings something else. He brings that the word kifonos is kifus, means like a garden, and punus means avoido. So there was some type of gan that was outside the Har HaBayis over there. Maybe there's some mention of that in Sefer Yecheskel. So because of that, that's why it was called kifonos. It's not clear. But that was in the Choyma Marovis, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Har HaBayis. Todi min HaTzofon, lehoyu mishamish klum. From the Tzad HaTzofon, that was not where people came in at out of. Both this definition says lehoyu mishamish klum is not so clear, because Lamaisa will see in Mirtz Hashem later on, Mishnah Tez, that Reb Lezmer Yankov says that a kohen that became Tomei, Bem Tzavoid, it was Iru Lekeri, had to go out from that place. So it's not like it wasn't used at all, it was just used very bitzino. Only Kehanan would slip out of the Har HaBayis from there. They had a separate entrance. But it wasn't really the main way of coming in. The word Todi is also a little bit obscure. Todi, the Mefarshim ring that's Hashem Goiva. Again, which is it? Is it Yevon? It's not clear. And what it would sound like is that it was a tall shar, different than the other sharim. The other sharim were doorways with a mashka. This had an inverted V on the top, so it made it seem higher. Was it actually higher? Did it only seem higher? Not clear. Other Mefarshim, the Rosh says that Todi is a Lashon of Ishtachavo, because there were two, the way it was made is that there were two Avonim over there, that were bent over it, like kilu the shahr itself was being mishtakada. Shahr Mizrahi, there was a shahr on the Mizrach side of the Har Habayis, which was also not the regular knisa v'yetziah of the Hamoinan coming in. This was a special doorway. First of all, there was a special decoration on it. Olav Shushan Habira Tzura. There was a Tzura of Shushan Habira. Farshim explained that when the second bayis was built, so it was built with the permission and under the patronage of Deryovish, the son of Achashveish and Esther Amalka. So because of that, they had to show a certain amount of allegiance to the Malchus and Shushan. So they kept that decoration, even though after a number of years, Yovan took over the Malchus. And I don't know what they had over there to show allegiance to Yovan, just to show they were loyal subjects. But this was the Tzura that was there and stayed there. What was it used for? The Tzad HaMizrach faces Har HaZeisim. Sheboi Kohen Gadol HaServis HaParo Paro B'chol Masadeo Yoytzim LaHar HaMishka. The Kohen Gadol, who was Isaac in the Sreifis HaParo, and the Shechita the Paro, and the turning it into Eifin Paro Aduma, and all the Masadeo, means all the people that were part, the whole complicated process of how to create the Paro Aduma, and to create Eifer Parim, they all went out, Yoytzim Lahar HaMishka, which is the other name of Chazal for Har HaZeisim, they went out from there. The picture of Shushan HaBira that was on top of the Shahr, there's something interesting over here, which is not mentioned. On top of the Shahr, there was a Cheder, there was a Lishka in the wall, and there were measuring sticks over there. It was what's called a Knei Amo. It's mentioned by Richus in Meseches Kelim Perek Yud Zayin, and they use that for measuring different things in the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash. It was put over there. Not clear exactly why or where that comes from. Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah continues with the Sha'orim of the Azorah. Shiva Sha'orim Hoyev Azorah Shloisha B'Tzofen Shloisha B'Dorim V'Achad B'Mizrach. On the Tzad HaMayriv there were no Sha'orim. Shebedorim Shar HaDelek. On the Dorim side, this is the side that's Dorim is closest to Mayriv. It's called Delek because that's where they would bring in the fuel for the Atzei HaMaroko. Sheni Loid, the second Mitzad HaMarovis on the Dorim side, Shar Bechoris. This is where they would bring in Bechoris. Anybody that had a behemoth that was in the Scottish Bektushas Bechor would come in from that side. Why? Not clear. The Rav just brings down that the Bechor, since it's Kachem Kalim, so the Shechitoso is kosher even Bidroimu Azorah. So that's where they would come in from there. Kachem Kedoshim has to be Nishchat Bitzvoinu Azorah. So they were Miyachid a Bazundir Shah for the Korban of Bechor. What the Bechor should bring down is that there's something interesting about Kedusha's Bechor. Normally, the Bailam would be metapel with the regular Kachem Kalim, and also the Bosser Shaykh to him, Korban Toido, Korban Shlomim, Pesach. The one who gets the Bosser after the Korban is Hukrav is the Bailam. But over here, it's like Kachem Kedoshim that the Bosser goes straight to the Kehanim. But it's not Kachem Kedoshim. So they would comment on the Tzad Adorim in order to accentuate this difference, that it has a Tzad Hashova with Kachem Kedoshim and a Tzad Hashova, a similarity to Kachem Kalim. Shlishiloi Shar HaMayim. The third is called Shar HaMayim. The Shar HaMayim is based on a Mara Nevuah by Yecheskel HaNovi that he sees in his vision of the Beis HaMikdash lost at Lavoi that there's water that's coming out from the Beis HaMikdash through this Shar, and that water represents, you look at the Mefarshim over there, a tremendous level of his Gabrus, of Chokmah, of Kedusha that will be the Metzias when Mashiach comes. And because of that, they had, it seems to be ceremonial, because of that Mara, it's there Al Shem Lost and Lovoi. There is another reason that's mentioned later on in the end of the second pack of Mishnah Vov. The Loma Nikrish Moshe Ha'amayim Shabbay Machlis and Sloiches Shomayim Shom Nisach HaChag. It seems functionally that was used where they would bring in the Mayim, which was a chelik, the whole celebration. So there was use from there. That was a more functional use. The Shahr that's in Mizrach, Sheba Mizrach, is the Shahr Nikna. That is the regular way coming in to the Azor, because the Azor ran from Mizrach to Mayriv. Mayriv is already the Heichel with the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the Tzad HaMizrach is where the Am would come in, and that's where they would watch the Avodah. So that's the Shah Nikna. Nikna was a person, the Gemara says in Yuma, it's Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches, that Nikna was a Choshviyid that went in order to bring doors that were made, that were covered in the Choshes, special doors, and he went to Alexander Shomitzayim. The boat that had the doors was in danger of sinking. They threw one door overboard in order to lighten the load of the boat. Nikna had terrible tzad. They wanted to throw the second one. He said, you're going to have to throw me in with his mysterious nevish lamais, and the storm went away. Nikna had a tremendous amount of tzad, the Gemara says over there. On the second door, lamaisa, when he gets to the port in Akoi, over there he sees that the door attacker followed the boat, shaloi b'derek ha-teva. So because of that, there was askar of nes, that's why it's called Asher Nikna. In fact, it's mavur that later on, they covered other doors of entrances to the Beis HaMikdash with zov, but these doors they kept mitzupa b'nechoshes in order to be masked in the nes and the mesiris nevish of Nikna. There are two small rooms that are to the sides of Shah Nikna. Ushtei l'shochos hoyu loy lishka is a small room to the side of a doorway of a bigger open area. Achas miminei v'achas mismoiloy. Achas, the one that's on the right, was what's called Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbish. Pinchas HaMalbish was the one, many of the names in the Beis HaMikdash of people that were in charge is maybe the first name or there was the one that was prominent. It's called Pinchas HaMalbish. He's in charge of the begodim of the Big Dekuna to find them the right size. And when they finish the Avodah, we learned the Maseches Tamid to take off and to store them away for future use. V'achas lishkas oisei chavitim. A chelik of the Seder Akrovo every day was the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. The Michas Chavitim was made every day in a special room. That's this lishkas oisei chavitim. They would make shtei mesrei chalos. Half of it was hukar v'aboyke, half of it was hukar v'beinu aboymt. Maseches Menachos Dav Dalet, Psukim, and Parshas Tzav. That was made in this lishka, in this place.